Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Today, we're wrapping up 2018. Can't believe it. I'll tell you what, we'll talk a little more about that because we are really excited about what starts tomorrow here at Intentional Living. And not only a brand new year, and we know you got resolutions. Forget the resolutions. We got something better we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes. By the way, the phone line will remain open if you have a comment you'd like to share on our comment line today at 888-888-1717. And of course, we got a lot of helpful information and things for you at our website at theintentionallife.com. Let's get started in Arizona. April is on the line with a question today. April, go right ahead.
Yeah, my question is, how do you continue to keep forgiving somebody who, how do you forgive someone who continues to hurt you over and over again, especially if it's a parent?
Mm-hmm. Things are being said and you forgive them and then it happens again the day after.
Right.
Mm, boy, that what a way to end the year, right? With a question like that, because it's a perennial question. I mean, we get it every day of our lives. And then the scripture talks about turning the other cheek and talks about 70 times seven. And that's a tough thing. You know, those are some verses you say, can we get those out of the Bible? It'd be easier if some of those verses went away, right? But they don't. They're there, and that's a reality. And so as you're wrapping up this year, April, my guess is you want to start this new year in a healthy way. And you know, you say put boundaries in place. I mean, that's the answer, obviously. I mean, you got to say, well, you got to put some limits on it. But they're my parents. You know, you're seeing your parents maybe tonight or tomorrow for the holiday, or you're together at different situations, or there's emails or phone calls or things that are interacting with your mom and dad. Now, I don't know what they're saying or what they're doing that's hurtful, but I'll tell you what, my guess is, and I've seen this over the years, if I can just take a minute on this, April, I've seen people say they're hurting me, and they say things that hurt me, and that as though they do that intentionally. And when I talk to most people who are on the other side of this equation, your mom or dad would say, well, that's not my intention. My intention isn't to hurt my precious daughter, April. I'm just trying to help, or I'm just trying to offer some advice, or I'm just giving my years of experience. And so one of the things that we know and we teach here at Intentional Living is that we always judge ourselves by our intentions. But other people always judge us by their expectations. And my guess is you and your mom, if it's your mom or your dad or both, are just missing each other. Intention is missing expectation. Now, if you have a decent relationship with them, as far as being able to talk, I think you just need to sit down. You're an adult, and sit down with your mom and dad and say, look, I love you guys. And maybe your intention is good when you say this and be very specific. Maybe your intention is good when you say that. Acknowledge the fact that they may be saying it in their minds for your own good. But then to be able to say, but mom and dad, listen, I got to tell you that when you say that, here's my expectation. My expectation is that that won't be said because here's how it's being felt. Here's how it's being received. And I'm asking you, if you love me, please back off and stop it. And you need to be direct and firm. Now, if they continue to do that, then of course the boundaries, your parents, you don't want to have regrets later. You want to have a relationship with them to the extent you can. Not always possible, but in the process to put those boundaries in place, limit the time you're together and having an exit plan when you need it. I mean, that's reality. That's intentional living. All right, you just joined us. We're talking intentional living today and kind of settling in at the end of the year on forgiveness. Maybe some things got to be left behind in 2018 before you move on. This would be a good day to do it, wouldn't it? You know, tomorrow, as we start 2019 here at the Intentional Living Center, we're determined to make this next year a year of living on purpose. And I'll be talking more about that in a few moments. As far as for members, those of you who are members, we got a really cool year ahead of training and teaching. Just some things that are going to help you during the next 12 months. Okay? And so we'll get to that in a little bit. If you have a comment you want to weigh in on, give us a call at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to leave it on our comment line. Okay? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It's time to take charge. No more surprises, no more confusion, no more negativity or isolation. It's time to take charge of your Facebook experience with Intentional Living.
And intentional is the key word here. On Intentional Living's Facebook page, you can connect with Dr. Randy and other listeners. Post your stories, comments, and questions. Keep up with the daily shows, topics, and guests. You know, stuff you can do intentionally so you can grow and know you're not alone. Click like at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Hey, listen, I encourage you to do that. Starting tomorrow, we're beginning on our Facebook page. Every day, a brand new video, an intentional minute with me. Just 60 seconds on video on Facebook. Very practical teaching to help you get through the day. You could do the ministry a favor, maybe a friend a favor. Share it with them and invite them to like the page and receive these videos on Facebook. Okay? They all start tomorrow. We had some during December, but tomorrow we begin in earnest every day, you know, 7 days a week over this next year. Going to be a lot of fun. All right, on this last day, let's get to some phone calls. We got Julie, who's on the line in Georgia. Julie, welcome to the program. We're right ahead. What's your question?
I have a question. I was in a car wreck in 2014, and my husband stayed by me through the whole year. And when I got out, he just had nothing to do with me. He didn't pay me no attention at all. And so he finally, he ended up cheating on me and got with another woman. And the thing I'm having a hard trouble with is, first of all, I haven't ever been without him. And
yes,
my children are kind of back and forth. How he did the divorce was, I mean, I kind of wasn't in my right mind. I didn't know, but I get the kids one week and then he gets them another week, and it's kind of back and forth like that. But my thing is, I truly believe that I forgive him, but it's still a hard time on me trying to talk to him and look at him. And because, I mean, we have to together regardless.
Because of the kids, sure. Yeah, how long were you married, Julie?
I have been with him off and on since I was 14.
All right, so how many years is that? Since
we got married 2002, and my daughter, we got married 2002, but we got together before that, 2001, so we have been together 17 years.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing physically now since the accident?
Well, I'm disabled now. I had a real bad brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
But they said I'd never walk or talk or anything like that again, so God was my blessing. He let all that happen.
Well, Julie, I'm so sorry for what you've been through. And when we hear these stories, and it's not what you expected, where you expected to be at the end of 2018, but here you are. I think a couple of things, because this forgiveness theme comes up regularly. As though this idea of forgive and forget is an easy thing to do. And I think that's a damaging thing, actually, is think about forgive and forget. As though your mind just going to be gone. I mean, that's not the way your mind is, your brain isn't wired that way. It's there. In fact, in a book that my friend Dr. Kevin Lehman and I co-authored a number of years ago called Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories, I put in there a section of that book where I said forgive and remember. And what I meant by that was we got to forgive, but then you got to remember that this is a God thing, this forgiveness. You got to remember what God is doing in your life, okay? And change the memories as much as possible from the negativity of what was done to you and how it all happened, to the fact that God is sustaining you, God is with you, He's helping you. And so when I have those memories of the awful things that an ex-spouse may have done or a person has done, to be able to say, hey, but I remember what God is continuing to do in my life, see? Because the idea of forgetting is just not realistic. And then secondly, Julie, and you know this, I tell people sometimes you have to bend over backward to maintain a good relationship with an ex-spouse because you have to. Not because you necessarily want to, but you have kids and you need to have that relationship so you have access to the kids and a good relationship. So it moved from an emotional relationship to a practical, functional relationship. Does that make sense? So, you know, it's no longer that intimate, loving relationship that you wanted and desired and you're frustrated you didn't get. You got to let that go and focus on the fact I maintain a decent relationship with him because I have to for the benefit of the kids. Okay, thank you, Julie. We'll be praying for you. Let's go to Mary in Wisconsin. Mary, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I guess I'm just looking for scriptures I can write down, so I'll tell you what's going on and you can help me with this. I've hated myself for most of my life, and it's destroying me. I'm too old to keep up with this.
Hmm. Did you grow up?
I can't forgive myself.
Did you grow up in a critical environment?
Oh yeah, yeah.
When you say you're too old, how old are you now?
60.
This has been a lifelong pattern for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you sought counseling for this, Mary?
I'm going to counseling now, but she's not a Christian counselor, but she's a really good counselor, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to be with a counselor. Of course, we recommend you be with someone who shares your faith, but sometimes that's not possible where you live or relationships. And what you need with a counselor, just a little side note, you need to be with someone to make sure that they are supportive of your values. And it may not be their own values, but they're supportive of yours and encouraging you in yours. And so the fact that you have a counselor is a good thing, Mary. And let me ask you, what is your counselor advising? What is the counselor encouraging you to do?
To accept myself.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find joy, Mary? What's one thing that you enjoy, that you know that you're either good at or you enjoy doing in life?
Painting. I paint pictures and things. Mm.
So you find release when you paint?
Oh, yeah.
You feel better when you do that, I guess.
What?
You feel better when you do that.
Yeah, while I'm painting, but after that, I'm back to where I was.
Well, Mary, a couple things. I'm glad you're with a counselor because you need that. You need to talk to a counselor and... sounds like it's been a lifelong pattern of depression and wrestling with your feelings and not accepting yourself. And I know you know this probably, but one of the things that we do when we get outside of ourselves, and like for you, when you're painting, you're taking the creativity that God's given you and you're expressing it. And you feel better when you're doing that. And life is really filled with those experiential moments. And I have found for myself that when I really focus more on myself, when I turn inward and look at me and I get analytical and trying to figure everything out, that tends to bring me down. But when I turn my eyes outward and my hands outward and my emotions outward to other people in need, and have an opportunity to minister to others and care for others and be mindful of that moment with those other people, I feel better. And that's really part of the process, you know, of intentional living. And it's not easy. I tell you what, you hang on, Mary. I'm gonna have Sally grab your address. I'd like to send you a book that I wrote called The Power of One Thing, and I talk some about emotions in there that'll be helpful. Doing the next right one thing, because for you, it's going to be getting up and doing that next right one thing every day. Stay with counseling, by the way. Can you do that, Sally? I appreciate it. If you just joined us, we're here on the last day of 2018. And I just want to say a great big thank you to all of our members. I really do. I mean, men and women, businesses, young and old, your monthly support during this year has helped bring us here to this point. We've still got a ways to go in these last few hours of this year, okay? We got a ways to go. And all your gifts to the ministry, postmarked or online, registered by tonight will be credited for 2018. And that'll be a great help. So I'm just going to challenge you, ask you, if you're a member, could you share a year-end gift to help us close out this year strong? We've got a ways to go, and your best gift would be so appreciated. Just go to theintentionallife.com. You can give safe and securely online. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay, let's go to, let me see here. We got Maureen in Florida. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
How do I forgive when my husband cheats and just continues cheating, even though he asks for forgiveness? How do I do that?
You're talking about cheating with another woman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so he acknowledges this?
Yes.
So he's, well, let's be clear on forgiveness here. Forgiveness, you know, we're dealing with two issues here. One is we're dealing with ultimately we need to forgive a person, but that doesn't negate the accountability. And I think sometimes as Christians especially, we can misunderstand that. There's a reality if, you know, in a marriage relationship, if you're unfaithful and you're having an affair and you won't repent and you won't come back and you won't ask for forgiveness, you can't expect the person that you're living with just to accept it. That's not reality. That's not the way marriage is intended to be. God never intended for that. He makes provisions for that in Scripture. And so the issue of forgiveness, I think, because you're constantly being hit with this, and I'm so sorry, Maureen, that's happening. That's just not the way God intended. You've got to deal with that issue. You know, you got to deal with your husband. Does he want to be married to you or not? You can't even begin the process of forgiving someone until they're willing to say, hey, I'm done with this. Now, where do we go? You can't reconcile if there's not an opportunity to reconcile. You can't restore unless there's opportunity to restore. And God never intended for it to be any other way. Wow. I'm going to be praying for you, Maureen, that 2019 will be a better year for you. Does your husband show any interest in getting the counseling and trying to stop this pattern, or is it just continues?
It just continues, and then he would say, I'm sorry, forgive me, but then he do it again and again and again. So I don't know. I just don't know how to deal with that.
Well, there's a accountability. Listen, you can't change your husband's behavior. If he's choosing to do that perpetually in a serial manner, that's a decision he's made, and there are consequences for that. One of the ways we honor, you know, the Bible talks about love and respect, right? And respect is something that is difficult to give when the person's not being respectable in their behavior. But respect also includes the willingness to have an element of accountability when that's needed. Maureen, let me pray for you. Father, I do pray for Maureen in Florida and for her husband. Your design for marriage, one man, one woman for a lifetime. And we know sin occurs. We know problems occur. We know that there's things that come up that need forgiveness. When there's repentance and forgiveness and reconciliation, is a beautiful, powerful thing. When there's not, there's certainly accountability. And Father, I pray for this couple, there will be a realization that he'll come to realization. What does he want in life? What do you have for him? And that you'll give Maureen courage to do what she needs to do and be who she needs to be as your child. We pray that 2019 will be a better year for both. In Jesus' name. We're talking intentional living today and wrapping up 2018 together. There's a second thing that Joseph did that I think is really an intentional living principle. I think it's interesting because most of us would wrestle at this point. He honored his family, even though they didn't honor him. He'd gotten kicked squarely in the teeth, right, by his brothers. He had every reason to follow the principles of boundaries
And I understand boundaries, and we need boundaries, and we have to have those psychologically and relationally. I understand that's important in life. But he could have said, hey, I'm putting boundaries in place, and you go starve where you are. After what you've done to me, you deserve that. And yet he opened his heart and his life and even said that I will care for you and your children. That's honoring, isn't it?
That's an excerpt from the teaching for the month of December, Living Intentionally When Life Doesn't Make Sense, going to members. And you have it by now, and I hope you're enjoying it. And just a last-minute word, any person who joins in membership today will make sure you receive this for December and then get you started right off on January. Can I take just a minute if you just joined me? I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. We're a listener-supported ministry. We have a passion to help people solve problems in life by living intentionally in Christ. We grieve when we see people grieve, when it's unnecessary, in the areas of life, their finances, or health, or relationships, or faith, knowing that God has something better in store. This is the last day, Monday, December 31st, at midnight tonight. The ball drops on this year, and we begin a brand new year. And at the end of the year, I just want to let you know, we appreciate every person who's given a gift to help us with the ministry. But we have a need by tonight. We still have a big nut to crack. And we've had that matching gift that was so helpful to us in these last few hours of this year. I'm going to be very bold in asking you, some of you, to do something very significant to help us close the year. If you could give a $100 gift, a $1,000 gift, maybe God's leading you. Maybe you're saying, Randy, we've been blessed this year. Here's $10,000. We want to close out the year. We'll give credit for this year, right? Before midnight tonight, online. We'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. And I just want to say in advance, when I come back after the first of the year and we can give a report on how we closed out the calendar year, be able to say thank you to you to helping make that possible. So your very best gift right now would be so appreciated. All you have to do is go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, click on donate and give your gift. And if you're hearing this during West Coast business hours, you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 4 and talk directly to one of our staff if you'd prefer to do it that way. Again, theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button or call 888-888-1717 and press number 4. And God love you. We thank you for your support. Okay? All right. We've kind of landed on this topic of forgiveness. I think it's a good topic for the end of the year because some of you want to clean up things for 2019. Maybe tonight's the night. Today's the day to say, God, I want 2019 to be free of some of the regrets, some of the hurts, less of the unforgiveness. Leave it here in this year, okay? I know it's hard, but it's healthy. Erica is in Texas. Erica, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question or comment?
My comment is I just wanted to share our story. So we've been married. My husband and I have been married for 18 years, and throughout that time, I've had an emotional affair with someone else, and he's had a physical affair with someone. Out of that physical affair, a child was conceived, and it was very, very difficult for me.
Imagine.
You know, he was hurting a lot from my emotional affair, and I was hurting a lot from his from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it took many, many years. I mean, it's really this year that I've she's 11 now. Mm-hmm. And it's really this year where by the grace of God, by the supernatural forgiveness that he can provide us, that he gave us, that we were both able to forgive each other and to move forward. And so I know that it's very hard when people say, you know, I don't know if I could ever feel the same way that I felt for that person. They, you know, you want to, but you don't think you can ever have that. I never thought that I could ever be in love with him again. And I am. I'm totally head over heels in love with my husband. I've forgiven him, and he is totally head over heels in love with me. And we are both, you know, want to share our story because we want people to know that only through the grace of God, because all the glory goes to him, mm-hmm. that we were able to forgive each other and to move forward. It took a lot of work. We both had to ask for forgiveness. We both had to open our hearts and to trust in the Lord that he took that hurt from us. He took the anger from us. He took the resentment from us. And it can be done only through him, though. And thank you, Jesus. Like I just praise him every day. We're listening to you, and we just wanted to share our story. I told him I need a call, and I need to just let them know. You know, I just, God put it on my heart to just call and let whoever's listening know that there is hope. If you both love each other, you both put God, you have Jesus in the center of your marriage, in your heart, and you look towards him, then he will heal all the wounds.
You know, your call, Erica, was, I think, ordained by God, because you will officially be the last person that I talked to on the air in 2018. And it was a hope-filled call. And so I think your message has gone out to a lot of people today who might be driving their cars, heading off to a party, or thinking about the year end, or just lonely at home, that you didn't cut and run. You trusted God, and you said, hey, we're going to make this work. It doesn't always work out that way. But you decided to do that. But here's the key. You did it together. Because I heard you several times say, we wanted to call. We wanted to share this. And the fact that the two of you together, as it says in Ecclesiastes, a strand of three is not easily broken, you and your spouse and God. And so thank you for sharing that. Thank you all. Members, thank you for making it all possible. Thank you for your ongoing support. We'll see you next year.